My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's The Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ready? Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I want to get hyped for this game.
Definitely some nervous energy around here.
I want to get hyped for this game.
And I think, look, again, you're a 7-point underdog. You're a 6.5, 7-point underdog.
You said we got no chance. I think maybe that's why we're a little down around here.
Well, I'll give you maybe some reason for hope. I talked to one of the sharpest college football bettors on the planet, and he says he doesn't want to back Florida State. He doesn't want to do that because he can't trust this team as far as he can throw them.
Me either.
And so when you're talking about a point spread, which right now is 6.5, 7, that makes complete sense to me. I think, look, Memphis is going to have a puncher's chance in this game of about 5%.
You're sticking to your story. After everybody ran through here and told you you're too low, you're really sticking to that.
I'll give you a 7.5.
Well, you're going to look good when Florida State wins, and you'll be able to say, told y'all.
Well, it's like, how do you determine the chances?
Well,
right?
It better not be any kind of close.
If it was a blowout.
If it's any kind of close, then you were wrong.
Well.
Because 5% tells me you're about to get rolled over.
Well, in the
That's
end.
That's what it tells the old Memphis man.
It's not exactly brave of me to pick Florida State as a 7-point favorite. I'm not trying to act like I'm bold here by any stretch of the imagination.
You trust something about them that others don't.
I just think that, you know, the word out of Florida State practice is that they've had some really, really good practices the last week and a half, that the vibes are pretty good. And again, it's just they have an advantage. They have the advantage of a week and a half off, you know, and that's a long time to prepare for one opponent. And you've got now two games of film. Even if you didn't show anything, which I think sort of was by design here, so that you could lessen that advantage, that's a staff that knows you inside and out, and vice versa to an extent, right? But Mike Norvell hired Ryan Silverfield. Mike Norvell, he was responsible for bringing Ryan into the program in the first place. So, you know, on the other hand, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised on either side of this, right? I don't think anybody's going to be caught off guard by the other and when what they run. But look, it's going to require an all-time effort from Memphis to do this defensively. Now, the same person that said he didn't want to back back Florida State said he does not think Memphis has a defense still. He is not buying it. He is not believing that Memphis has fundamentally changed its circumstances defensively. And I think it's kind of silly to think that after two games against some some candy asses that we would possibly know that.
They have better players.
Yeah.
To act like that if this is not possible that they've taken a step is ridiculous.
It's possible that they did a step, but I mean...
Elijah Herron running around out there tells you got better players. The Kobe Monica, I mean, they have better players than they had last year.
Right, but taking a step when you're 105th in the country is not... That doesn't necessarily say that much, right?
What we said was they got to get to 50 to 75. Nobody said they got to be top 25 or anything.
Do we know what they are right now?
Yeah, they jumped to 85.
Okay, so
we last looked, like they've jumped up from 103 to like 85. They're doing what we said they had to.
Yeah.
And no, we're not trying to make any sweeping declarations off North Alabama and Troy, but it has absolutely looked better, and you can see a scenario where they don't surprise you at all. They're good against Florida State.
Yeah.
Because they're out there running around, dude.
I mean, the only thing I would say is that they beat North Alabama 59-0 last year with that defense, right? So it's just like it's hard to know exactly what to believe. I'm not saying that they can't be better.
First off, wasn't that 2 years ago? And then second off, you didn't have Chandler Martin. If it was 2 years ago, you didn't have Chandler Martin. And then if it was last year, you didn't have Elijah Herring. Like, it's a different defense. You have better players on it this year because you worked the transfer portal so well.
Yeah.
And that's why we said this defense was very capable of stepping up and being better. You hope those steps continue against Florida State.
Yeah, no, that was 2 years ago.
Yes. Different defense.
But, yeah, I just think it's hard for me to know. It's not that I'm not saying
that. No, dude seemed to, doubt it. He doesn't think it's there. What I'm saying is it could very easily be improved. And, actually, we've seen some good signs. Hopefully that continues.
Well, this is the first test, right? I mean, against an underperforming Florida State offense. Now is your time to show.
The biggest thing is tackle. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Can you tackle this level of athlete?
Yeah, can you cover the receivers that are coming back? I mean, again, we don't know. I mean, it's not like the backup quarterback at Troy was putting you in disadvantageous positions. And the North Alabama quarterback was probably the worst we've seen.
He's not good.
Again, you can't blame Memphis, right? I mean, it's not like it's
their fault.
They've
done what they're supposed to do, dude.
Like, they haven't had a chance to show, outside.
But they have raised up in the analytics in terms of the numbers. They've climbed, but it's been against inferior competition. Let's see it continue, hopefully.
It was 4.2 yards per play against Troy. The Memphis defense held him to, and then it was 3.1 against North Alabama. Again, you would expect that, at least against North Alabama and the Troy quarterback. So, look, I can't fault Memphis for not having an opportunity to show. They get that tomorrow at 11 a.m. So this is when we'll get a feel for, all right, you got South Florida, you got North Texas, you got UTSA, you got Tulane. In those four games, is this defense going to be able to hold up? I think we'll get a pretty good sense on the road, tomorrow. That total is out to 54, so that was 52 yesterday to start the day. It is out to 54. Some of that could be weather-related. I do know some groups that are on the over 52. I talked to you about me being on it at 52 and 53. Maybe the weather is getting better. There was some concern about the, storms and stuff. Would they reach Tallahassee? Seems like that will not be the case. But, again, I think Memphis – Memphis is going to have to, make some stuff happen offensively. They're going to have to, Seth's going to have a great day and rock as well. So I suspect we do see that, maybe very similar to that Missouri game a year ago. Ideally, you don't get down two touchdowns. But 11 a.m., we're going to know. We're going to know very soon tomorrow. We'll be able to get on with the rest of our day. How Memphis stacks up against Florida State. But again, 6.5 is 7 is the consensus, and then total of 54.
Real quick, there are some other AAC type taking on, power teams. You see the Oklahoma State's an 18.5-point favorite over Tulsa.
Yeah, that number's come down.
And that Texas UTSA game that we once pointed to, and ESPN once thought it would be the only loss on UTSA's schedule. UTSA is a 35.5-point underdog at Texas.
Yep.
At number two, Texas. South Florida is an 11-point favorite at Southern Miss. Did you see that game?
I did.
Both 1-1.
Yep.
But we like South Florida.
Yeah.
And we like that number for them on the road.
I saw somebody make a case against it.
That seems like a lot of points. That's a lot of respect for South Florida, felt like to me. I wrote a couple of these down that I wanted to run by you.
Yeah, so I want to get this stat on the quarterback.
UAB's also at Arkansas.
I'm on that one.
Tulane and Oklahoma. Tulane's a 13-point underdog in that game. That's two straight tough games in a row for Tulane. That's one. We'll see. I don't know. Oklahoma didn't look so good, huh?
They didn't. I'm on the under in that one. All right, let's see.
Because there were some interesting ones I thought worth going through.
There's a note. A guy I respect said this is a terrible situational week for South Florida because of that game last week in Tuscaloosa, and they have Miami next week.
I didn't realize
so
that.
So you have this
I
sort of...
I did not realize South Florida had Miami, yeah, too, on the schedule.
So you've got this sort of sandwich spot, as they say.
Yeah, they're 11-point favorites when I looked this morning. That's a lot.
They are the...
They got beat up last week, is what he's saying? You would think.
Well, yeah. I mean, against emotionally, right? You're right in that game.
Emotionally and physically,
and then you,
I would think.
And then you let it go. You let go of the rope there at the end. So USF is second in situation, like when it's a neutral state, right? When it's a back-and-forth game, you know, trading scores. Mm-hmm. If it's a neutral state, you're not, like, trying to play catch-up, right? USF is second in tempo.
Oh.
That is second behind. Can anybody guess who's number one in the country? Can anybody guess? Do we have any guesses? Who's number one? Number one.
UNLV or something.
Isn't it with Texas State?
It is Mississippi State and Jeff Lebby.
Oh, that's the new system. Yeah, they're super fast.
They go fast. They
Maybe
go,
too
I haven't
fast.
Watched them yet.
They're number one. Yeah, I mean, I watched them against Arizona State, but they were losing for the entirety of the game, so that wasn't a neutral state. Mm. Anyway, Byron Brown.
Neutral state, again, is when it's... It's you're like either leading or it's...
Yeah, it's like tied or, you know, okay. One-score game. It's
one score game.
Yeah, like okay. Where it's not like never you're just chasing, right? Like you're down three scores
right.
And you're just trying
one
to get to the
game
line.
Is neutral.
Arizona State also fast, yeah.
Yeah, Arizona State's pretty fast. They are in that discussion. Byron Brown, the USF quarterback, as much as we like him, he is dead last in on-target rate.
What?
Yeah.
He's inaccurate?
He is the only quarterback in the country below 50%. Now, he may... throw the ball more than anybody. I don't know. I mean,
puts up numbers though,
and this is on target rate, so it's different than completion percentage.
Yeah.
This guy that I respect points out that Southern Miss is, as he says, utterly deplorable.
Well, I mean, maybe they're banking as much on Southern Miss being so bad.
Yeah. So he says if you're going to bet it, you know, it would be Southern Miss money line just because the variance of the USF offense in that sandwich spot. I mean, I'm not getting involved here,
yeah.
But it is an interesting one.
There were some really interesting other games involving AAC and power teams.
Arkansas, I'm on
Tulane,
minus
Oklahoma.
21.
You mentioned UAB, Arkansas.
That offense is
it looks like it's 23 now. So
yeah,
and I don't know. I think I think it's moved a little bit.
Yeah,
then,
it definitely has. Yep.
Can I get a read on tonight's game, too, if you're in the mix?
Who is it, UNLV Kansas?
Yeah, it's a plus 11 is what the number is.
Is that right to 11?
It's at 11. I just read it. Action Network has it at 11.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought it was just 9.
I saw some books it's at 11. Maybe it is at 9 now, but that was the article I read from Action Network. I'm not trying to add more to y'all. I just, as a fan.
No, please do.
It's really the game of the night, I think, if you're watching football
today. Yeah, I knew there was
there's
one. There was some.
Games.
There's a couple games
yeah,
tonight.
Arizona, yeah. Kansas.
Kansas coming off a loss to Illinois. UNLV off of big wins against Houston,
yeah.
And then a cupcake last week.
Yeah, so Kansas, I think, opened around 6.5. They've been hit out, and they're out to 9 now.
Okay.
UNLV has a perfect quarterback for what they do. Sluka
yep.
is his name. And he is just he's high variance.
Yeah.
Like, he leads the country in average depth of target. Mm-hmm. He leads all quarterbacks in missed tackles that are forced. He's top 10 in Pro Football Focus big-time throw rate, but he is dead last in at the same website's adjusted completion percentage.
Oof.
So what they're going to try to do with Kansas is they're going to try to keep Sluka in the pocket. They're going to try to make sure that he does not get out there in open space and make some missed tackles, right?
Right.
I think the way I probably would play this would be UNLV money line or Kansas. You know, I just lay the points with Kansas minus 9.
Okay.
But I think UNLV either wins it outright or probably gets blown out. That would be my guess here.
Yeah.
It's a new day, man. It's a new day where Kansas is laying 9. You know? I mean, Leopold has really got them in a good spot.
Yep.
But it's a good game. It's a good Friday. I appreciate it. We have good Friday night games. Arizona, it's Arizona and Kansas State.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Right Angle released Arizona. Kansas State minus 6.5. It's out to 7. So that'll be one worth watching tonight. But I'm on Arkansas. I'm on the Oklahoma under.
Kansas State, who had Tulane.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oklahoma, Tulane under. I'm on.
Okay.
What was the other one? You mentioned one other AAC game.
You said UAB Arkansas.
On them. UTSA Texas.
UTSA Texas.
Nothing there.
35.5.
Nothing there. I think UTSA is a sad situation. They don't look very good at all.
No, computers were way off on them.
Yeah, they were.
It's banked on Trey.
I thought the running back would be better than he's been. He's been a
running back's not good either.
No, he's been a mess.
It's the
Barnes.
Quarterback play that's been so.
Yeah, it's all been bad. It's all been bad. It was a nice win, by the way, for former Memphis Tiger staffer Kenny Gillingham last night.
Yeah, it was a good win.
I mean, he's got a Giannotto had a nice tweet out there about
Norvell's coaching tree.
Yep.
Yep.
Who all was at Memphis.
That's right.
All those guys that are now head coaches.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
Or at least have been.
Or have been. Yeah. Yeah. It was
loaded
a pretty impressive list that he had here under him that I don't think I realized it. Well, I don't think any of us did at
Silverfield's
the time.
Silverfield's got a little coaching tree. He's got
he's getting there.
He's got a coaching pot.
Penny said he got a tree. He was just telling us.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Rothstein, he told Rothstein he got a tree. Now, you're going to tell him it's
don't
not a
that.
Tree? You're going to tell him it's just a little plant?
What's the plant you buy when somebody dies? Peace lily. He got a coaching peace lily. That's what he's got. Come on now, bro.
Don't do that.
And he's ain't a tree, man.
But bro, he said
branch.
He said it's like a tree.
He said he has a tree. He says y'all say other coaches got trees. Y'all say he got turnover.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He
got a tree. He's telling you he has a tree.
Nobody has ever worked at he's got Madlock.
He was at Ole Miss before he came to Memphis.
I'm gonna give him that. He's got Madlock.
No, Madlock counts.
No, Madlock counts because he went from Memphis I think you have to go from the spot that you're from at currently, right, to the head coaching job, and that spot and that coach gets the credit.
Yep.
So let me apologize to Tony Madlock. Mm-hmm. But he's doing a lot of work. You got him out there with the green thumb. You know, that's a lot of work for Madlock.
I'm waiting on you to go. Let's keep going down the list.
There ain't nobody else.
Hold on now. Hold on.
You ain't counting Cody Topper with the Go-Go's, are you?
Now, what Penny thinks is the tree is different from our tree. Let's just make sure. Our tree is guys who go on to become head coaches.
Correct.
It can't just be assistants.
No.
Who have moved on to other spots.
No, that's not a way.
And I wonder if that's how Penny is looking at it, because that's why we define the tree.
This is a scientific
by guys
definition.
Who have gone on, and it's always, I thought, has always been sort of looked at as that. A tree, you got to go assistants under you, become head coaches.
Right.
It's a tree.
Yes.
And there's one of those we're saying with Penny. Tony?
That's it.
That's it?
That's the only head coach. I mean, Mike.
We ain't even got a JUCO out there anywhere.
Mike left the business.
It's not Mike. Rodney's not a head coach, but he still has it in him. Oh, he's gonna be a head coach.
It won't count for Penny because it's not his last stop.
Oh, stop!
His last stop. It's gotta be last stop.
He was like director of ops. You said he never ever got on the floor.
Respectfully, if you're sitting here holding your breath for Rodney Hamilton to get head job, then we're gonna.
Rodney Hamilton.
Like, I think. We got Mad Dog, and that's a good. He's had two head coaching jobs since.
Well,
he's
again,
left
so
that's
I'm just
a good
saying,
one. We'll count him for two.
The reason for confusion could be because Penny's tree and what he considers his tree is different from what he would say the media narrative.
Yeah, I get it. We
what
can't normalize the tree.
The media narrative is our media narrative has always been that you got to be a head coach out of this.
We can't normalize the tree. It's the most extraordinary tree.
Would Josh Pastner claim Damon Stoudemire on his tree?
I think, did Damon leave Memphis for Pacific?
Or did he leave Arizona?
I can't remember. I think he left Arizona. He went to Arizona from Pacific.
No, he went to Arizona from Memphis, didn't he? Arizona was...
But he came back, I thought.
That's what I'm saying. Came back to Memphis. And what I'm saying is, I think you're right. That the head coaching stuff would have come off his last stop.
Yes.
Here.
He left Memphis for Pacific. So he would count under Josh. Josh Pastner's coaching tree.
It's still coaching Georgia tree and replaced you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
A little unique.
Well, and Walton?
Of course, it's kind of funny.
Pro coach.
It's kind of funny. Like
I've always pushed back on that one.
He was here for 2 days.
Josh was claiming Walton on his tree.
Right. That dude
you
brought
cannot,
him in.
You cannot count Walton on Josh's tree.
I mean, I
Did
would
Josh
if I was
teach
interviewing.
That man a thing, and that was us more of a celebrity.
Well, Brad's right. I mean, you do claim it, but is it accepted?
That's all.
Is it peer reviewed? Accepted? I don't know.
Of course, a coach is going to claim it. I'm not receiving that one.
Well, you could sneak that past a dumbass AD. That's like, oh yeah. That sounds great, Josh. You know, they don't look into it. ADs are pretty dumb.
He was a student of the game. He's a student of a game. You know, Josh didn't,
No, he didn't, but he left Memphis for Pacific. Now, I would say this. Missoula.
You're talking about Damon.
Missoula would say the same thing. Missoula would claim Damon because he left Boston to take the Georgia Tech job.
Well, no, he'd already been in college. You can't.
Okay.
He already had a college job.
You know Missoula would do it.
Well, I think maybe you can be on two guys' tree.
That's
because,
fair.
Yeah. They would say that about you.
I think you should only be eligible for one tree. That's what I mean. I think that's that you only go. You only become.
No, but then you're only saying that Josh poured into him. That he's stuck on the Josh tree.
Well, he was in college though. He had a head job in college, as you say. Like it's not like it's not like Missoula like taught him. Oh, here's how you go be a college coach. He already knew how to do that, and it wasn't because of Josh.
I mean, I'm Luke not, taught that man.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Like it, we're really going to boil it down, but. I think we have to come up with a scientific definition.
I need you to tell Penny it has to be head coaches from unless we're changing the rules for everybody.
No, we cannot do that.
We can't do that.
No,
we have to do it the way we've done it.
Don't do that.
Got to be. You got Tony Madlock on the tree.
Penny has Baby Groot as his tree right now. I am Groot, and it's Tony Madlock. That's what he's got. And I'm gonna tell you this: he might have a chance with Nolan Smith.
Okay.
He might have a chance.
Nolan. Now, others will claim Nolan Smith.
But if he goes to Memphis.
I see.
If he goes to a head coaching job, which he's never had, it'll be Penny's coaching
tree. That clears up the gray area. It does.
If he goes to another spot before he gets a head coaching job, he is no longer eligible to be on Penny's tree.
It's the other coach's tree that he worked for.
Whoever the most recent is. And now, is that fair or even accurate or right?
These coaches will tell you that all of them poured into them.
They will tell you that, but I mean, whose tree do you...
And we're talking about trees.
Exactly.
The media has to have some...
Right.
You have to have some guidelines.
Yes.
Right, okay, criteria.
I mean, you know...
And I think that's what's always been.
Who in your career, whose tree are you a part of?
Damn.
Who was like...
Like you, a media tree?
Yeah, who was
I
your...
I mean,
like,
what are you talking about? I mean, that's weird. That's a weird question.
Who's your mentor? Did you have one?
Well, I did when I was an intern.
Who was it?
Bill Drees, who's still doing it.
Bill, you're part of the Bill Drees tree.
I mean, I'm part of Drees' tree.
Bill Drees tree.
It was a news tree.
That's awesome.
He's still
awesome.
Working for you guys, isn't he?
Yeah,
covering
he's
elections
still
and everything
hustling
else.
At City Hall.
Because he's a newsman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I don't think I knew that. I don't think I knew that Bill was like took
was
you
my,
under his wing.
Well, he was assigned to me.
Okay.
For my internship there at the CA, before I got the job, that's back in 2000.
What, not to put you on the spot, but what did you learn from him?
Well, it's funny thing was, you know, my dad was working with him and gonna continue to work with him and all that, and so he didn't. I don't think he felt a need to try to impart wisdom on this guy because, of course, I was coming from sort of a journalism family,
right.
Even though, you know, Dad was still more sports at that time,
yeah.
Known more for sports.
Yeah.
Would later become more of that investigative news guy and all
yeah.
That stuff, cover politics in the city. But, no, it wasn't like that.
Got you.
What you learned from Bill Drees was just work ethic, that this is the job. You don't do it for money. You do it to inform the people. What you learned from Bill Drees, and I did, you are a watchdog for the people. And you don't look for glory in that. You don't make yourself part of the story. He's old school, bro.
Yes, he is.
Old school journalism.
Yep.
Let's get the numbers out. Let's inform the people because that's what gives them power, right? You have power to the people, and you're their watchdog.
Love that.
So we go out and we hold people accountable. That's what Bill Drees would tell you on a daily basis.
Love it.
He's part of that system.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
I like it.
That's the system to held people accountable, ask tough questions.
That's awesome. You're
we don't have as much of that as we used to.
No, we don't, man. It's
nah,
a dying.
I ain't nothing
dying...
close to Bill Drees, believe me. Yeah, that dude's a real news hound.
You were, though, when you got the secret scrimmage score.
Man, I was only one on that one.
That was even after
not
the CA
when,
days.
No, man, no, but I lost it. I lost the smell.
That's another. You know? Well, I don't know. We blame CJ the convenience of the 3-hour show. I mean, it's just it's.
I know. It's tough. It's tough to stay plugged in and keep that bloodhound smell.
It's a lot, man.
Ask Munns and them. It ain't fun over there parsing them. No,
oh,
you chasing hitmen around and you trying to stay out of hit a hit. That ain't a
well,
fun
I mean,
life.
You ask one question and it's like you're trying to create a narrative. You know, I mean that's another part
Stop
of why.
Stop asking me stupid.
Well, that's not fun either. You're made out to be the enemy, bro. You got a bounty.
It's so tense.
It is so tense. It ain't got to be tense. It really doesn't.
I think that thing about the move yesterday between me and you was really just off the tension we feel about the Penny Hardaway situation.
I'm sure there's
everybody's walking around on eggshells.
Because you're like, we need to win this league once before we start talking about moving to another one.
I'm just getting the damn game itself.
Right.
Let's do that under Silverfield.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to go up to the next big thing?
Right. That's what it is. He's Jason ain't ready to take the training wheels off.
So you don't remember our old song. What was it?
We had a lot.
No, well, the one about, when Jason say it, when GP say it. Because
that applied
yesterday, but you didn't remember. Again, when Sweeney said it or Forty said it, you were like,
Oh, it's lateral.
I was just
when
trying
Jason
to,
said it was.
I was just
this
trying to
dunce.
Look, I was just trying to say that there was a national opinion that agreed with you. Not necessarily that I agreed with it, but I was just trying to provide that as
you were like, look at
you've
look,
got some.
You
friends.
Were like, look at this. What do you think?
You've got some advocates.
What do you think about that? Of course I do, because now, it might be the right thing.
Now
but
look,
but you looked at me as if I was a dunce being on that side, or even considering.
I was just
like
so
I was about to get left behind
I was so
on Fantasy Island.
I was so disappointed.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, and then you want to do this in front of Pam. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Pam, Brad.
Yeah,
I was listening.
She
I
mean, had sort of. Oh my God, Drew was thrown. He mentioned it today.
Exactly.
He was thrown in the middle of it.
That's just
this show has a
history
of boiling over. We've got to do better.
We do. We have to do better. There's no question about it. I just,
and the penny stuff is only adding to it.
I always know it's personal. It's not when somebody goes, it's not personal. You know, it's tense.
Well, look, it was not personal. I was just.
I know.
Did someone say it's not personal?
Yes.
And I missed it because it had gotten so heated.
I think that and Jason's really good at defusing.
Jason said we
I
don't
was trying to defuse.
He was trying to defuse the situation.
Jason said we don't have to get personal. I said this is not personal.
Oh, it was personal. All of your eyes,
tense.
Man. You had red laser beams up in them eyes.
No, because you because I was ready to
I know
move.
You could hear it.
I
you weren't even
it.
In here.
I was not here.
You know, it's like when you're trying to go to your friend's
he
house.
Said, we got to do this
it's
today.
Like you're trying to go to your friend's house and stay the night, and your parents are saying you're not going. You know, and that's how it felt. Like you were trying to keep me at home, and I said, "Oh, you know
but
what?"
But then when Uncle 40,
I'm sneaking out. Yeah. When, I'm sneaking out of the window.
When Uncle 40 and Cousin Kevin Sweeney told you, like, "Oh, okay, well, maybe we better slow down here."
Pat is misinformed, and I'm going to tell you why he is in a minute, and it's going to change your opinion too. How about that?
What do you say, lateral long distance move? Yeah,
first of all, it's not lateral. It's just not lateral. It is long distance. I don't think it's lateral. I don't
call it lateral long. He didn't think Memphis, Tulane, or USF.
Kind of in the 40
he didn't think
camp.
They would jump.
I'm going to tell you why.
Whether
it's not
they
half-ass conference.
Now, if we're talking about all of them coming, that's a different conversation, John.
Yeah,
but we were talking about whether it's a no-brainer for Memphis or not right now. And
well,
so,
I'm
telling you what. I'm not going to get my pressure up about it again.
No, you don't need to.
Because I got Drew asked me about it again this morning, and I got passionate again. I've had too much.
Unbelievable.
And again, look, without that, I was telling Chris, without this nicotine in my system, you know, there's no vent. I'm like Josh. There's nowhere for me to get it out. You know, so I have to be careful.
Right.
About my pressure and everything else.
Yeah, because what with
I'm not smoking. I'm not drinking.
What the Tulane blog says is that
you understand
Memphis.
I'm a walking volcano. No, that's good, but the only place I can take it to is God.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Memphis and Tulane are sitting on a sinking ship, and there's a boat coming by, and y'all want to let that boat go by hoping for a bigger boat with more food. But really what y'all going to do is just starve and sink and drown. That's what y'all going to do. Now, there is new information that I did not have yesterday that I do think changes the equation from Ross Dellinger. This isn't from me. This is from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports.
Mm-hmm.
He says that in 2026, the Pac-12 believes and presumes that it will regain, contractually, its automatic playoff spot. Now, you guys know what that means, right? Bye-bye Group of Five spot. No longer. It would then go to the Pac-12. Because that's the spot that they occupied that they lost because the conference dissolved. So there's four conference champions, and then there's the highest ranked fifth.
My question is, why does he believe that?
You have to ask Ross, but it ain't coming from me, and he's obviously got a reason to say it, right? He's obviously hearing it from somebody.
Yeah,
because they want to get Memphis into a half-ass conference.
But so when you know that that is the truth, you have no choice but to try to go, because then you have no access. Then you really don't have a chance. Because you won't be. I mean, that spot is designated, right? That spot is designated for the fifth conference champion in the Pac-12. That's new information I did not have yesterday. That's new reporting, and they won't have it for the next 2 years in 2024 and 2025. But they presume they will regain it when they reform the league in 2026.
That's what they're saying.
I guess because
that's what they're saying and what they're hoping.
Well, that's what Ross Dellinger is reporting.
From their side.
He doesn't say where it's from, but I guess it's...
You just said they believe, the Pac-12 believes it will get it back. That's from their side.
Well, I'll get
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
I'll get you the exact quote. But, I mean, we're not in a position to say that they're wrong. We're not in a position to say.
No, but it's not being reported from the college football playoff side or from other. So nobody's saying it's wrong, but that's the point. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they're hoping to get. And there's no guarantee, to your point, because you want to speak in what's absolute. There's no guarantee that they wouldn't add the spot then and just say, okay, no, this group of five thing went so well the first 2 years, we want to have that spot. Or we want to avoid antitrust or whatever it's going to be. But right now there seems to be a pretty good feeling that they're going to keep that spot past the 2 years. Let's see if it changes. Let's see if the Pac-12, this new Pac-12, is so great that they can bump off everybody else before we get
there. So this is what Ross says. In the next 2 years, the Pac-12 champion is not eligible for an AQ spot as it does not meet the CFP's conference minimum requirement. However, starting in 2026, the champion of a rebuilt Pac-12 would presumably be eligible to receive an automatic bid. So that's what Ross says.
And that's it?
That's how he presumably ended the story.
Doesn't say, and that's going to knock off the group of five. At that point, if we're going through 2 years, there's a possibility they reopen it and say, you know what, we want to keep that spot. And again, yeah, sure, that would still take away from the big boys' spot, but there's that possibility as well. Everybody says they feel good about this after the 2 years. Maybe the Pac-12 changes it, but again, we can't say that today.
Well,
Ross is operating on presumably they would get it back because they'll be better than anything outside the group of five.
Somebody is telling him.
But Ross isn't a commissioner. Yeah, the Pac is. They're saying this is what we want and what we expect.
What if the CFP is saying that, though?
Got Sankey and everybody else saying that, that's another thing. That's where you have more. I think then your antennas go up more than they are.
Well, they won't talk about that right now.
And then Pat Ford. He's rewriting that article, and he's saying, well, no, now USF and Tulane, it does make sense for them to jump. It changes everything, John.
Yeah, the American still sucks, though. It still sucks.
Nobody's arguing that.
I mean,
but you're using me to argue like the American's good, I'll stand pat. Nobody's arguing. The American does suck. But it'd be great if we could jump right now. Still might not be the right move. If it was, you would have had 40 and everybody else 100% saying doing it. He's saying Memphis and South. Now, do we think 40's not talking to South Florida and Memphis and Tulane and just making that claim himself?
No, he did not source it.
That
would be a bad move. He didn't
source it. No, he didn't. But don't we think he's plugged in with the NCAA and how this thing works? And he's telling you he doesn't think they would move. Not it would be a bad move. He says he doesn't even think.
He says
no-brainer the other way.
He says it seems unlikely.
So sort of the same thing you're saying about it's a no-brainer for Memphis to go. He's saying the other way, on the other side, it's a no-brainer for them to stay. This is a lateral, long-distance move.
Well,
if this changes the information, then yes, we have a new conversation. Until then, we don't. The Pac-12 is presuming this.
Well, you believe,
that's what he's
you
reporting.
Believe 40, I believe Dellinger. So it's like,
I believe 40. I believe 40 wrote what I believe yesterday.
Right.
Clearly.
And Dellinger wrote what we found out.
That's what we found out. No, Dellinger is adding new information about this.
He's making the stronger case.
You didn't say anything yesterday. As you just said when we started this, this is new information. I didn't have this yesterday.
Right.
You didn't say anything about this.
Right.
And that's why it wasn't as critical then yesterday.
But
and that's why 40 wrote the column he did. And that's what I'm telling you.
But you
that
still
would
don't,
change minds.
You're still not compelled, though.
No,
you
I'm
still...
not compelled because I don't think it's a done deal. Respect Ross Dellinger. He's got plenty of credibility. He's saying presumably. That's
right.
Not strong
well,
enough.
No, I mean, that's
nor
true.
Does it say the group of five spot is gone. That's you jumping to your spots.
I mean, I'm just
to argue it.
I'm
it may be the right move. We don't need to do this again. We're in the same spot we were. The invite's not in front of you.
I just find it interesting that so many people don't think it makes sense. I just kind of find that fascinating in a lot of ways. Like the American has been so good to
Smart
Memphis.
People,
or
your partner, other people. Again, not that it doesn't make sense. It's that, whoa, let's wait a minute. Let's see if this, because you haven't shown us yet all this brand new money in the TV deal that's not there, that's so much better. We've rewritten, people have said presumably better, the money that offsets the new cost of travel for your non-revenue teams. If, again, that's what I said to Drew, he wanted to get back in this today.
Yeah.
Everybody that's asked me, if you're going from 7 to 10 million or 10 to 13 million, is that $3 million jump really worth it? We can talk about what it represents if it's the only spot in the college football playoff.
It's
and
that
2
yeah.
million or whatever else. That's different. We don't know that yet.
They also
but you
think
would
they'll
ask
get
yourself,
playoff revenue.
If that media rights deal isn't bumping me up $5, $10 million for sure, what are we talking about here?
Well, what if
your costs are going to go up on travel, especially if you're not taking South Florida and Tulane with you. You're going to be playing against a bunch of West Coast teams. That's going to cost money.
Yeah, no, I think they would have to take other
But yesterday for you, it was just no-brainer for Memphis. Again, if part of your contention had been Tulane and South Florida need to do this, so we've got some teams teams and we can keep travel costs low because there's a pack of us that are now going to be the Pac-12 East, well, that's a different question. And again, something we should consider.
Right.
But I don't think you're considering enough what those costs are going to look like.
I don't know.
And how we're going to address them with both exit fees, right? Exit fees that you're going to have to pay.
Pac-12's paying them.
That's fine. Pac-12 ain't going to pay your cost to travel out west. So
Correct.
Get your Eastern Conference set up.
Correct.
Is that going to be Tulane, South Florida? And show it to me.
Yeah.
We don't have those answers any indication that they're going to be doing that.
I am presuming.
That's all John Martin and the utopia for Memphis and the Pac-12.
Well, I don't think it's a utopia. I just think it's better than what you're in.
That's common sense right now.
Well,
we're arguing what the other questions are.
We agree on the fundamental truth, which is that it is better, yet you and others are saying that
it's
you shouldn't do
me.
It.
Yeah, it's not just me. Me and some more plugged in, way more plugged in than me, that are telling you this would be a bad move.
That's just the part that I just keep running into a wall. I mean, it's like we agree that it's better,
that
but we
energy,
shouldn't go.
Don't give me the energy that I'm being stupid or that
I
this
never
doesn't
said
make
you're being
sense.
Stupid.
Because that's the energy we're getting now.
I never said the words that you were being stupid. Okay. So you can't interpret that me. If I wanted to say that I thought it was stupid, I would say it.
All I said is what all the other questions everybody pointed out, but I don't see you writing back to 40 or writing a column that everybody else is wrong. I'm getting all the heat as if I'm the one sitting on the island.
I mean, look.
And here we are back, and you're talking about this is new information. Sure,
it's
a new report from Dellinger, but again, as he says, it's presumed.
Well, yes.
The part that he didn't add that you're... And that's what you should apply to Forty's article yesterday. He's not somebody off the street.
That was a one-off line about... I think it's highly unlikely.
Why is Dellinger so much higher for you than 40, I would ask?
Because
it's a one-off line for him.
It's a reported story about this is the Pac-12
and you still haven't answered the Dellinger question. He has not addressed this spot being cut off for the group of five.
Yeah. And this is why we got to jump.
Look, I mean,
that part's not even in the tweet.
I don't know if you just feel like you got to argue with me about
it. No, I cannot believe you're getting like this has got to be decided today. I can't believe it. I told Drew the same thing. I can't believe where you are on this.
The fact that it's not, there's a couple more things that need to be decided. You're ready to jump right now. That's fine. I've said it is, but you're getting hot about it. That's what's coming back this way.
Dude, I haven't raised my voice one time.
This new information, here's why we should jump.
I haven't said you're
stupid. Let's see the new articles.
I haven't raised my voice.
No, you've said
you're
pretty much everybody
things,
of that
guy.
Is going to get left behind.
You're projecting these things,
Nobody's saying you use the words,
John.
Saying
I should be going, you're saying I should be writing back at 40 or something,
when you're saying, I don't need to consider that
we can have a heated discussion.
Okay.
Without you projecting something on me that I haven't said.
To the points that we were discussing
Bro, I mean, but like just man to man, I haven't said any of those things.
Right.
I didn't say you're stupid. I didn't say your argument. I think you made some fair considerations.
But you haven't said any of that.
I just did.
No, you've shot it all down. It's stupid. It's dumb
to do this.
Just
like you shot my stuff down,
dog.
No,
I didn't. Bro, I was with it all day yesterday. I'm saying, John, consider this. Consider this. Please, that's how you do a civil conversation. And I'm the one that kept it toned down.
Bro.
And then we were able to do a show. Now we're going to do one.
Yes, we are.
And you act like you don't have anything to do with putting in the pot of jacking this thing up to a whole level it doesn't need to be on.
If we're not going to do a show, it ain't going to be my decision. I mean,
good.
You know, it's going to be yours.
That'll represent we've evolved and we're doing better, like I talked about this morning.
I'm not mad at all.
This is ridiculous, man. The invite has not even come. We're talking about new information. What do you think now? Do we jump now? Oh, no? Okay, fine. Y'all are going to get left behind. That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's
your
argument the whole time.
No, I'm frustrated because we agree that
You're frustrated. What are you talking about? Calm it down. Let's see the invite first.
We agree that it is a better situation, but like we're spending 20 minutes saying why we shouldn't go, why Memphis shouldn't go, and that's the part that makes no logical sense to me.
No, you want people to agree with you, John.
No, I don't care.
And that's where you like the story to end.
But you think Boise State would leave their stability? I said hold on,
and you have a problem with that.
No, you
but
think...
But when Pat Forty and the others write about it, you don't have a problem with that.
And I give you Ross, and
saying.
You're like, well, he doesn't know either.
No, I said Ross didn't put this part on it, so I'm not going to have anxiety about it.
We both have confirmation bias, bro. It is what it is.
Now, I don't have anything. I'm trying to keep this thing cool, calm, and collected, and I'm having a hard time doing that.
Is that what you were doing when you were projecting stuff onto me that I didn't say? You were keeping it cool? Cool, bro.
me or the argument itself, John.
You were
just
saying
listen to the way you're talking. Go at any. Listen. Go ask anybody that's listening to this. Go ask Drew or whatever else.
I don't need to ask anybody, bro.
Are you being open to other possibilities, or are you shutting that down and saying you guys are going to get left behind? Bye. There's my energy for you. That's what's happening. I don't appreciate you doing it that way. Well, that's all I'm saying. And if we can't talk this out, as you say, man to man, then brother, we got to make changes. Like, that's all there is to it. It's ridiculous that it has to get to here. And we have a history of this. As I told Drew, it's embarrassing. Dang. Over a freaking jump that's not even happening.
You don't want Memphis to go to the Pac-12, but you want to make changes on this show.
I said if we get to a point where we can't do a show together, you make changes. What's not to be understood about that?
Come on, bro.
If you get to a point where we can't show together, we can't talk about...
Why can't we do a show together?
Because when we talk about Golden State and Memphis ratings, it boils over. When we talk about whether Memphis should go to the Pac-12, it boils over. Make Jason the villain if you want to. This is common sense stuff.
Again, you're projecting that, bro.
No, it's not. It's not a projection.
When have I ever tried to make you the villain, bro? What are you talking about?
I'm saying make me the villain right now. Say I'm out of control and that I need to leave if you want to.
I never said that.
What I'm laying out for you, John, is that if we can't do a show without you exploding or me exploding at each other, if we can't do that, we need to make adjustments.
If you keep accusing me of things that aren't happening.
I'm not accusing you of anything. I said I've had just as much a part of this.
You said I called you stupid.
You are right now. You're raising the level. For what?
Bro.
I'm trying to end it.
You are
looking
gaslighting.
At me now.
You are gaslighting.
You're accusing me of gaslighting.
You
and
are gaslighting.
Else.
You're talking about things that didn't happen,
bro,
dog.
I'm saying if...
And that's what I'm not going
to
stand for.
Now I would ask you is, why would I want to continue to do a show like this in this environment?
Well, then the program director's sitting right there, homie.
He's looking and he's looking like, man,
he's sitting right
this.
There. If you can't do the show with me, he's sitting right there. Let him know.
I don't want to do a show in this environment, and if we can't...
Hey.
We can't change it, then I'm done.
Hey.
Don't act like it's just me. Peace.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Let's go to a break. How about that?
Let's go to a break.
Hey, this
man,
ain't me.
This guy.
Hey, I don't want to shoot shies on the air.
And so we'll go outside and solve
better for Memphis.
And this will make this the best show in America.
Yes.
Bull. The environment shouldn't be like this over some little boy stuff. Over an invite that hasn't even happened. It's sports, man.
Yeah, right. It is.
But I'm accusing you and gaslighting
okay.
you. Brother,
to
I
this
want
segment.
You to calm down. I want
re-listen to this
let's,
segment.
Let's right.
You we'll will.
Take a, if it's litigated, I guarantee you.
Listen.
You're going to be in for a surprise.
I don't want to litigate today. We're going to get the weekend soon. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Right? And we'll get into a different subject because that, I think, will help at least for today.
And listen and to the Drew segment this
yes,
morning.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
An amazing opportunity for Memphis football to really, I don't know, it used to mean other things. It used to mean a chance to take a shot at a heavyweight and prove that you're really in that class again and that the program ain't gone nowhere. It ain't quite that, although, you know, a win over Florida State in that brand you feel like would still have some meaning optically. But really more so it's an opportunity to not lose ground in the playoff discussion. Because you look around, look, it was a great thing, I think, Jason, that Texas State lost last night. I mean, they're good. That the quarterback, I believe, is the son of NFL player Ray McCloud. So, I mean, they are super talented. He had a couple of unfortunate interceptions there late in the game, but they're legit. I mean, I want to say they just came up to the FBS like 2 or 3 years ago. So the fact that they're even in this discussion, that was clearly one of the biggest games in the history of their program, no doubt about that. But they lost, and that's what matters. And you're talking about a race here. They're going to fall back. If you win, then you're really it really starts to become, I mean, I'll put Liberty in there because they play nobody, but it feels like it becomes a two-horse race between you and Boise. And again, with you even having the inside track because you're undefeated, if you win tomorrow in Tallahassee.
Yeah, I mean, agree with that. Agree with Gabe said the same thing. Thought inside track, said that with us yesterday on the show. I would agree with that. I would caution that you still got to win your conference championship. And today we can do this where we talk about Oregon and Florida State and how big the loss was, a close loss for Boise State, and how big a win could be for Memphis against Florida State. If you don't win your conference championship, it's not going to mean a dang thing. That's the thing about it. And so those games going to be just as vitally as important. And, again, it could be reason why you're not – if this was the case, we'd have to consider Northern Illinois right now as ESPN's doing the favorite because of the, frankly, a huge win they got over Notre Dame. I'm of the belief that, again, a Northern Illinois team that was picked third in its conference, I think tied for third, it's one of the reasons why we weren't considering them. But you have to be a champ. And so even if Boise State, again, it could have a great season, if they fall off, then you're going to be, my point being, you're going to be deciding with teams that have, right, more losses, teams that aren't sitting there as one-loss conference champions. There's that scenario to consider as well. And so, yes, it's big. It would probably put Memphis in a driver's seat, but there's so much football left to still be played. Again, you've got a lot more still to figure out and a lot more games that could get dropped that yep. could push you out of position.
No doubt. Good news for Memphis, Tulane plays Oklahoma. So, like, we're hoping Oklahoma It can show something here. I mean, they haven't been super impressive, but they are ranked in the top 25. So that'd be two for Tulane if they can take that this weekend. USF playing Miami. Again, I don't think they were necessarily a huge threat for the spot. But, you know, if they are able to take another one, that's an advantage for you. You know, that's what we talk about. How many of these do you really want to schedule a year? You don't want to go crazy. You don't want to go crazy in this day and age because you'll end up almost taking yourself out of the discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, even if, you know, I mean, even if you compete valiantly and lose by a field goal, Boise doesn't want to play another top 15 team to a 3-point loss. That takes them out of the equation. And, you know, yes, win possibilities do exist, but the gain, Liberty's just sitting there like, all we got to do is beat up some some dog-ish teams, and we're going to be right there. You know, and they know that. Now, they have to go undefeated. That is the difference. They can't take an L like Memphis can take an L, like Boise can take an L, and still be in that discussion. But that's their philosophy. So I don't think there's a perfect answer with the way you're going to schedule that. But, you know, again, you could also make the argument that Florida State being 0-2 and not being good increases the probability of you being able to beat them. So I don't know. I don't know, you know, sort of which way is the better. I guess, you know, all things being equal, if you strip it all the way down, I'd rather them be 0-2 because they're more gettable than if they were 2-0 and number 7 in the country. Your probabilities go down if that's the case. So
yeah, I think for Memphis, you still have to look at this as a great opportunity. That's not, I know it's been diminished somewhat by Florida State's record, but you know, yes, still a lot of football to play. The points that we've spoken to, but this is still a huge opportunity to go down to Tallahassee, and really, I mean, it's not going to be a great look because we like Mike Norvell, but put them in a position where, you know, you set them to 0-3. I mean, that's a national story.
Yep.
And who did it to them? Again, that strengthens your brand in terms of trying to return it to you know, where it's been.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.